what's happening. We are making an instrument. We have decided a lot of things about this instrument, and we've played with a lot of different Ableton-specific stuff. Now, we did some work off-camera on this instrument, a lot of tedious, repetitive work, so we wouldn't bore you guys with the process. We are here to go over what we did and why. So, a little progress update on our very cool and important tool in the Tune Shed.
All right, welcome to the Tune Shed, the workshop for everything music from history, theory, creative process, production, you name it. We're here to become better music listeners, better creators, and better music lovers. I'm your host, Make Blurry, and I'm here with my dear childhood friend and professional musician, Marty Gray. What's up, Marty?
Okay, let's just address it now. I need glasses, okay?
Great. They look good. You're styling. I love it. We got a new angle. I love it, too.
Thanks,
seeing the rest of that cool room of yours.
They definitely make me feel more important. They make me feel like I have somewhere to be.
Hey, I got to be somewhere. I got to read some things.
I got to look at stuff.
I got to look at things. Hey, speaking of new, we also have a new track coming out. Probably by the time this episode's out, it'll be out there. Instant Cringes. We made it on the podcast. It is a remake of a song that we actually wrote in high school together way back when we used to hang out. Now we live on different sides of the country, so we just hang out virtually. Sad, but one day we'll see each other again. But anyways, I'm off topic. Check out the song. It's on Spotify, Instant Cringes. Should be good.
Yes, sir. That song's really good. And Blake did the album art, and it's freaking sweet. I love
it. Yeah, I had a good time doing that.
I love that album art. So I was so excited when he sent it to me. Okay, so here is what's going on. Last time, we processed some Foley, and we sort of talked about the way that we wanted this instrument to work. We started to set up all of the pieces of this instrument in a way that is organized. So here's what we came up with. Let me share my screen for those video people that need the videos.
All right. And the goal is an instrument that's living and breathing. So something that's more than just, okay, I triggered some drums, I triggered some sounds. It's like everything is sort of interacting with each other and maybe a little bit unpredictable, and it sounds really cool. And also, we're going to give this away in our Discord. So join our Discord just to chat about music, share your stuff, whatever. But you'll also get this instrument if you join.
Yes, please join our Discord.
That's
the only way you can get it.
Yeah, links in our little show notes.
Oh, and it's going to be sweet. So here's what we learned. We did a lot of trial and error, a lot of different ways of setting this up. I learned a lot about sampler specifically. Here is the idea. We have two tracks, right? One track is just a giant drum rack with a bunch of one shots in it. Here's those one shots. You know, that stuff.
All these little recordings.
Each one of those is going to open up a gate and let some Foley through. The way that we have the Foley set up is we have another track underneath the drum rack, and it's just basically a list. And each item in the list is one sampler. And the sampler plays the Foley continuously. And each Foley sample is Foley muted all the time. Mm. And so the idea is you would drag our MIDI track onto it. The MIDI track is playing all of the MIDI notes associated with triggering those continuous samples. So you drag the MIDI track on your song. You have it playing. Nothing is audible, but all of the samples are continuously playing, right? And then those are all going to be attached to envelope followers that open up when each specific drum hit happens, in theory. We haven't connected the Foley samples to the drum hits yet, but we did talk about what we want, which we'll get into next episode. So I'll sort of go into a little bit of detail on sort of the way that this works. Right,
it's like surprisingly technical to have all these things interact in all these different ways. You kind of have to set it up in a particular way, but hopefully we get most of that hard work out of the way. So this is just drag two tracks in, and then you can start playing with this instrument that makes funny sounds.
Yeah, hopefully like at the end of all of this, we'll just like quickly group these two tracks, and then it'll be in just a Ableton project file. And then the way that you'd import those tracks is you would go over to your just Ableton project on the side in this browser, open it up, and just drag the group into your session.
Nice.
So I'll demonstrate that at the end.
Cool. Nice and easy.
Oh, hey, here's Eras 11. That's cool. Foley, the Foley thing. So the way that we figured out the best case use here is to have this list open, this like little list tab open. And to have we had 12 different Foley tracks, like
Yep.
Foley clips. And so we opened up 12 samplers within an instrument rack, and we dragged one clip into each sampler. So the samplers aren't running multi-mode anymore because we can't process the samples individually that way. We learned that. We had
Yeah.
to learn that the hard way. We had to drag each clip into a separate sampler.
Right.
Then we opened up this key window. And this key window is telling Ableton what keys trigger which samplers. And so we had to set each sample to only play when one key was being pressed. And that
Right.
corresponds to which continuous MIDI information is going on in this big MIDI clip.
Right. So it's kind of like in the MIDI clip, you're just holding down all these notes. And then we sort of can trigger one to turn on by certain notes in this sampler view.
Yeah,
That right?
that's right.
Okay.
Which I'm kind of realizing if we're just. Oh no, it's actually smart the way we did it, because if you, for whatever reason, don't want a Foley sample to be playing, you can just delete the MIDI note and it won't play.
Oh, right.
If
Yeah.
you want it to. You could also
Yes,
just
you
mute
can.
it from here. You know,
Oh,
you
you
could.
can mute that particular sampler that has that Foley clip in it.
Yeah,
Yeah, okay.
because the utility plugin that has that gain knob, that's at the very end of each sampler, and so and that's controlling the come through, you know, the gate that's opening up whenever the one shot
Oh,
happens.
right. Yes.
So if you just go over here to the initial gain at the very beginning of the instrument rack and just turn it all the way off, that's one way of doing it. Or you could go to the MIDI clip and just delete one of the MIDIs, one of the big MIDI long notes.
Right, makes sense. Yep. And that utility is a crucial part. So it's at the end of the effects chain, this utility that's just controlling the volume, and that volume or gain goes up whenever a drum hit happens. And by the way,
Pretty much.
speaking of volume or gain, we have a great episode on that that we did a long time ago. It's got to be called Gain.
Yeah.
It talks about the difference between the two.
Oh yeah, dude. Volume and gain.
It's a classic one.
I love that one.
Cool.
Yes. And the theory behind all of this is now we can set up stuff to where we can influence each Foley sample individually. So imagine a Foley sample can be connected to only the hi-hats
Okay.
and also other one shots can send information to effects that are only on the hi-hat Foley samples.
So
You
you
know?
could play a snare drum, and that snare drum could say, hey, turn on a phaser that goes on the Foley that's triggered by the hi-hats.
Yeah. Totally possible.
And that sounds complicated, but really the whole idea behind it is it makes it living and breathing. I keep going back to that because instead of just, one action by you, the musician, makes one sound, it's this interconnected web that makes it feel like you're really interacting with something that's alive.
Yeah. And I think
Beautiful.
what I really wanted to illustrate the whole time with this project was in Ableton specifically, it's possible to make these totally unique creations that no one is even going to come close to replicating. Like, this makes no sense. You know, th this
Yeah.
isn't like th this follows no conventional wisdom. This is using like this really isn't ripping off of any other thing. This is
It's just an
purely
idea we had.
possible because of the open sandbox concept of Ableton. Yeah, it's just an idea we
Yeah.
had. And
Yeah.
we're just like throwing stuff at the wall and being like, yeah, let's just make that happen this way, and let's connect this random sound to this random sound, and it's just gonna make something incredible. But you as an Ableton user have that possibility at your fingertips with stock Ableton.
Pretty crazy. And the thing is, we also started with, like, all of these samples were recorded from my phone. Like, I was not using a fancy mic. It was just me out in the world being like, hey, this is a cool sound. This is a cool sound. And then, you know, I didn't think I was going to use them even. I was just putting it together. And then we brought them in, started this project, edited them, made them as nice as they could be. And now all of a sudden we're going to make them all interact in these crazy, unique ways. And it's, there's going to be nothing like this out there. I'm so stoked.
Yeah, not even close. So I think next episode, we'll do some more work off camera, and then we'll come back. And I think what we will have decided is which Foley samples are attached to which hits and why. And then we'll attach those and we'll see how they sound.
Nice. Yeah, kind of decide in advance, attach it, see how it sounds, and then we can mess with it if it's not what we want. I know we did a sample of one last episode just to see, try it out, see what happens when we sort of have the Foley attached in different ways. But yeah, let's see how they all sound together and start making that interconnected web of decisions. That sounds sweet.
Yeah, we'll start making the web.
It's sweet. Well, is that a wrap?
That's a wrap. There? That's right. Good. That's a little check-in, you know?
A little check-in. We're in good shape. Well, until next time, everybody. Much love.
Bye.